This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Officially, a tally is at 63 people dead in Kabul, Afghanistan, nearly 200 wounded, as victims, witnesses, and family members recover after the Islamic State group's Afghan branch claimed responsibility for a suicide bombing at a wedding hall. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani has condemned the overnight attack, saying he has summoned an extraordinary security meeting to review and prevent what happened. He also said in a statement the Taliban cannot absolve themselves of blame, for they provide platforms for terrorists. VOA spoke with Dr. Sumit Gangali, a political science professor and South Asia expert at Indiana University, and we asked him about what effect the attack might have as the U.S. and the Taliban close in on an agreement to end a nearly 18-year war, America's longest conflict.
My suspicion is the U.S. interlocutors will bring up this issue. The Taliban will no doubt dissemble and insist that they have nothing to do with ISIS, though one wonders about the credibility of such a claim. After all, they were the ones who nurtured al-Qaeda before 9/11 and refused to hand over Osama bin Laden despite the insistence of the United States. So consequently, I am somewhat skeptical about anything the Taliban says about ISIS.
The Taliban condemned the bombing, saying such barbaric deliberate attacks against civilians, including women and children, are forbidden and unjustifiable. U.S. President Trump said Sunday the economy is doing very well and dismissed concerns of a recession.
Honestly, I'm prepared for everything. I don't think we're having a recession. We're doing tremendously well. Our consumers are rich. I gave a tremendous tax cut, and they're loaded up with money.
He offered an optimistic outlook after last week's steep drop in the financial markets. This is VOA News. Protesters rallied in Hong Kong.